President Trump isn't giving up on his push to build his long-promised wall along the southern border. It now involves taking close to $4 billion that Congress already allocated for Department of Defense projects in Virginia and elsewhere in order to build it. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says that's unacceptable because the Pentagon has listed these sites as top priorities. And he says delaying some of them will hurt American service members.
When you have the DOD say these hazardous chemical warehouses, they have life, safety, and health violations, inadequate ventilation, and they have asked us for money because of the seriousness of these problems, I mean, it amazes me that a commander-in-chief who promised Mexico would pay for it is now making troops and military families and our national security pay for it.
All told, Trump's move to build the wall means Virginia military installations are set to lose some $77 million on four separate DOD projects spread across the Commonwealth. Kaine accuses Trump of declaring a national emergency at the border so he can skirt past constraints Congress put on the funds. And he warns that a future Democratic president will follow in his footsteps and divert congressional funds for progressive priorities. That's why Kaine is urging Senate Republicans to oppose the effort when Democrats force another vote on Trump's move in the coming weeks.
The Senate would regret this if they do it, if it is an emergency. And many say it is. It's a non-military emergency. Gun violence, climate change, a public health thing gives you the excuse to raid the Pentagon budget. I mean, that would be very troubling.
Kaine says if Republicans merely rubber stamp what he calls a raid on the Pentagon's budget, then they're basically just unprincipled hypocrites.
If you don't stand up for the troops, I mean, who are you going to stand up for? If you don't stand up when projects in your own state are being cannibalized, what will you stand up for? If you don't stand up when your own work as an appropriator or armed services committee, you know, is being cannibalized by a president moving stuff around, when will you stand up?
Republicans see it differently. Southwest Virginia Congressman Morgan Griffith says he hasn't looked into the reports that the Navy's Portsmouth Maintenance Facility or the cyber facility at Langley will see close to $40 million lopped off their top lines.
I haven't looked at the projects. I just know that we've got to build a wall, and that's probably one of the biggest threats we have to the country.
Republicans have fallen in line with Trump and now view his wall as a top national security concern. That's why Eastern Virginia Republican Rob Whitman says Congress should merely pay for the wall and the military construction projects.
I think we can do both, and I think we have to do both. You know, the debate is, is this redirection of money something that the executive branch should do? I think it's a congressional obligation, but I understand that if we don't do it, I understand them taking the initiative to do that.
But Virginia Senior Democratic Senator Mark Warner argues Trump is explicitly overruling the will of Congress, and that the Constitution gives Congress the power to control the nation's spending.
You know, this is one more example of an administration that doesn't have basic respect for rule of law. The president couldn't get his way on his wall and then consequently is taking it out on the military.
The Senate will vote in the coming weeks on whether to overrule Trump's latest effort to erect his wall, and it doesn't look like they'll have the votes to overrule his promised veto. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.